Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever considered that? When you are having a conversation with ChatGPT, it isn't actually thinking in Chinese. Language is simply the interface it uses to communicate with humans, not the medium in which it thinks. The real computation happens in a high-dimensional space that no human can read, carrying thousands of times more information than a single Chinese character, and only at the very end is that compressed into the words you see on screen. The AI safety research community calls this kind of high-dimensional reasoning Neuralis. It comes with a tempting advantage. Early experiments suggest it can reduce the number of tokens required for reasoning to somewhere between 1/3 and 1/10 of the original, but the cost is significant. Right now, the way we detect model deception is by reading the chain of thought that a model writes out, step by step. If the reasoning process itself is no longer expressed in language, two passages with completely opposite meanings could look identical once translated back into natural language. I've had this feeling myself when running multi-model debates. Sometimes a model will suddenly shift its position, and when I go back and read its reasoning chain, I can't find any turning point. Something clicked for it, but I can't see what, and that's still within the framework of language. If language is removed from the picture entirely, I am left standing completely outside the black box, just guessing. Human civilization's systems of governance are built on language. Law, contracts, democracy, all of these rest on the premise that decision-making processes can be explained and held accountable. Neuralis is not inherently malicious. The real question is whether we build new standards of transparency in parallel as this develops. Once that window is closed, the cost of opening it again will be higher than we can afford.